Residents of the King Country town of Tikuiti are worried they're about to lose their only ambulance. Now, the Union for Ambulance Personnel says staff in Tikuiti have been told of a proposal to move the ambulance as far north as Te Awamutu, a 40-minute drive away. Hato Hone St John says there are no current plans to close down the station. Waikato reporter Natalie Akuri reports.
When Josie McCorkin and her husband Noel had separate medical events in Tikuiti supermarket, they didn't have long to wait for the local ambulance to arrive.
They were heading back from Otahunga. I think they said the ambulance will be here in 7 minutes. And the same happened with Noel. His legs gave out on him at the supermarket. They called the ambulance. You know, we'd be lost without the ambulance, things like that.
Mrs. McQuilkin, who is 80, says she is alarmed at the possibility the town's ambulance might move north to Otorohanga or Te Awamutu.
God, what else have we got? Nothing. But I'm sure, you know, if the ambulance wasn't here, someone would drive you up to the hospital, take you up to the hospital. But, you know, you can't sort of rely on people like that to do that, can you?
Mark Quinn from the Ambulance Association says Tikuiti Station only has one ambulance.
At the moment, it's based there 24/7 and located there. What they're doing is relocating that resource back to Te Awamutu, and then it will leave Te Awamutu, or a resource will be sent to Tikuiti as and if required.
Mark Quinn says if the ambulance moves, 7 full-time staff would also be redeployed, and the closest town with ambulances would be Otorohanga. He says the Tikuiti ambulance station might stay open, but switch to a volunteer ambulance service. However, he doubts that would work. King Country Grey Power Treasurer Shane Ashby says any reduction in ambulance services would be a major setback for the town's residents.
I mean, we already wait a long time for an ambulance to arrive. So to not even have one, we could be waiting hours and hours for it to come down from where it's going to come from.
At Hillview Rest Home, General Manager Katie Payne says a longer wait for an ambulance could be life-threatening for elderly residents.
They're taking it further away, and they're already busy enough as it is. It's going to make it even longer for our people if we've got a serious emergency here and we need them. That's going to make detrimental to their life, really. And if we need them in a hurry, we need them in a hurry. And so if they're even further away, that's going to be worse off for everybody.
Tikuiti Medical Centre Practice Manager Peter Little says ambulances go to the hospital and adjoining medical centre all day. He says losing the ambulance will take away that emergency medical service. Hato Hone St John manager for Waitomo, Craig Scott, refused to be interviewed. In a statement, he says there are no current proposals to close Tikuiti's ambulance station, and St John remains committed to providing ambulance services in the town and surrounding communities. Mr Scott says St John routinely assesses how it deploys ambulance resources, and while it might discuss ideas with staff, they might not result in any changes.
That is our Waikato reporter, Natalie Akuri, there.